So this scripture follows that story that we are all so familiar with of Jesus walking on the water, and speaks to us of miracles and amazing things, and how we as human beings are so often so caught up in looking for the miracles, thinking that that's what it's all about. The people said, "What works are you going to do that we may believe?" And Jesus said, "Believe. It's not about the works that I do in the world. It's about you doing the works of God." Well, what is the work of God? What must we do? Believe. Have faith. Know that I am the Son of God, and that God is there and loves you, cares about you, that you matter to Him. See, they were focused on the miraculous things that Jesus could do, feeding 5,000 people with 2 loaves and 3 fishes, or was it 3 loaves and 2 fishes? See, I don't even remember how many loaves and fishes there were, but it wasn't a whole lot. Being able to walk on water, being able to heal the sick and raise the dead, that was what they wanted to see. When we go to a concert, do we want to sing? No, we go to hear somebody else sing. When we go to listen to a band, we expect them to make the music, not us. I remember going to a conference one time, and the band went in the kitchen and gave everybody a pot or a pan and a spoon or a fork or a knife, and they started playing, and they started going, "Come on, come on." And everybody started to pound out those same rhythms. I feel sorry for whoever had to cook with those pots and pans later, because we got into doing some rhythm pounding there. We were having a good time. But you don't normally expect to participate when you go looking for a performance. And so these people in Jesus' day were looking for Jesus to perform miracles for them. Do we do that? "Oh, God, please heal this ache and this pain and this." Do we ask for miracles? Sure we do. Do we ask for healing? Of course we do. Is there anything wrong with that? Not really. But that's not really what He's asking us to do. What He's asking us to do is to believe. And if we really believe, then we believe that He is going to take care of it, whatever it is. We believe that He can do all those miracles and more. We believe that He does miracles all the time without us ever even seeing them. We believe that His presence makes life better even when we have the pain and the ache and the upset stomach and the, you know, sick headache and the whatever else is going on, when we're not able to walk on water, when we might wish we could or do whatever. He's still there. Life is surrounding us with miracles all the time, but we don't see them. The miracle of birth, the miracle of a flower. You ever find yourself someplace where it's just pavement and city and stone and rock and, you know, hot sun beating up off the concrete, and all of a sudden you realize that there in the crack of that pavement, there's one little flower sticking up. Isn't it amazing how life can flourish even under the most difficult of circumstances? I know what a joy it is for me, and Leonard's spoken this morning of what a joy it is for him to have someone say thank you when you've done something that's helped them overcome some difficulty in their life. We don't think of those things as miracles, but they are. We don't think of those things as God, but who do you think put that flower there? Who do you think changed that life? Who do you think put us there in order to help change those things? Jesus is telling them, if you really had faith, if you really believed that God loved you, if you really believed that God was in charge, if you really believed in Me as sent by Him, these things would not be amazing to you. You come to me seeking food for the body, and I am here to serve you food for your soul, for your spirit, for your heart. And so we come together this morning to celebrate our communion dinner. Well, by earthly standards, that ain't much dinner sitting up there for 35 people. I don't know how many people we have about that. You know, if all I got for dinner was one little piece of bread and one little tiny cup of grape juice, I'd be looking at my honey going, where's dinner? That would not fill, you know, the empty spot there. I would not be satisfied with that as a meal. But that's not what we're doing. We're not feeding the body. We're feeding the soul. We're feeding the spirit. We're feeding the love. We're feeding the faith. The knowledge that God is with us and walks with us and talks with us and has produced this perfect world for us imperfect beings to live in. And so here we are stumbling around, frustrated, irritated, incomplete, dissatisfied, all because we are not filled with His Holy Spirit. Amen. When we are filled with His Holy Spirit, when we let it in, when we believe in it, when we know it, when we let it be part of us, when we let it fill all of us, then the things of this world recede into their appropriate place, and the things of His world increase to take up our attention and our time and our love. This world is just a temporary abode. His world is eternal. This world is both a gift and a test. And I hate the test part. Golly. He says He'll give us the strength to get us through it, but when you're in the middle of it, whew, boy, it's tough. You know, when you're standing on top of the mountain looking at the trail down the valley, it doesn't look like much, does it? But when you're trying to climb up out of that valley after you've been walking all day, golly, that thing gets steep. We believe in Him. That's why we're here. We call ourselves Christians. We seek to be Christ-like in our lives. That's why we come and gather. We seek to fill ourselves with His Spirit, and yet we are human. We are partly of this earth. And so we struggle. But that's part of what it's about. He gives us tests. He gives us challenges. He gives us struggles so that we can overcome them and others will see in us struggling and overcoming or even failing the power of God in our lives. Because if we have God in our lives, we have someone with us through all of that. Who loves us, who cares about us, who matters to us and who we matter to. And that makes a difference. We see those people who do not have God in their lives struggling. And it's sad. It hurts. Even when they're successful in the things of the earth, even when they're rich, even when they're powerful, even when they're full of all the blessings that God gives us in this world, they seem empty, missing something, missing the love of God. To know the love of God, would you gladly give up these worldly things that mean so much to us? I hope we would. Because in the end, we will. We have to give up all of this earth.